Speaking at London's Royal United Services Institute following a meeting with the British Prime Minister, the Iranian President's Chief of Staff was frank about the reason for his visit.
After this nuclear deal, there is a real serious opening up in Iran for economic relations. If it does not happen, and tangible results does not follow, the damage will be out of any calculation.
The United States maintains sanctions against Tehran unrelated to its nuclear program. New sanctions were imposed following Iranian ballistic missile tests last year. But Chief of Staff Nahavandian said fear of unilateral sanctions is preventing banks outside the United States from opening up to Iran.
Non-US banks should not be limited in any kind of banking transactions with Iranian banks.
Parliamentary elections last month strengthened President Hassan Rouhani's mandate of opening up to the West. His chief of staff said dissent is now openly tolerated.
Inside Iran, we have been accepting all kinds of criticism. So freedom of expression that you see these times against the government.
Critics say there are still widespread human rights abuses in Iran, with hundreds of political dissidents in jail and the main opposition leaders still under house arrest. Malcolm Chalmers of the Royal United Services Institute says reform in Iran is inevitably slow.
There's clearly a popular movement, especially amongst young people, but not only there, to have a parliament, a council of experts who reflects popular views, which are much well in advance of the supreme leader. And you could see that there was a lot of sympathy for those views, but also asking people to be cautious.
The conflict in Syria was also addressed by Nahavandian, who said Tehran supports the Syrian peace talks taking place in Geneva.
But no mention, of course, of the role of Shia militia or Hezbollah or all the other things which the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is involved in Syria and elsewhere.
The speech may have presented only Tehran's viewpoint, but observers say it's another indication of Iran's efforts to shape a different future in its relations with the West. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.